From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, May 28th. I'm Abby Larico. Having a baby is expensive, but the growing cost of medical debt related to giving birth is becoming a big part of those bills.
I'd set up one payment plan and then a new bill would come that afternoon.
The story of an Illinois family and their medical bills that arrived after their daughter did, coming up on The Gateway. The Illinois House heads back to Springfield today to put the finishing touches on the next fiscal year's state budget. The Senate passed the budget and finished the rest of its business late Sunday night. Now the House has to approve the more than $53 billion spending plan before it heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker. Democratic State Senator L.G. Sims of Chicago told reporters he doesn't expect the House to make any changes.
The agreement between the two chambers is that the bill would go as is with no amendments. So I would expect the bill that you just saw us vote on will be the budget of the state of Illinois come July 1st.
The House will also consider the revenue package to help pay for the budget, including a tax increase on sports wagering and a permanent cap on how much loss businesses can deduct from their state taxes. Hundreds of scouts and their loved ones spent some of their weekend paying homage to fallen U.S. soldiers at the Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
As the band plays, scouts and their families look ahead and salute in respect. More than 400 scouts from the Greater St. Louis Area Council gathered Sunday at the Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in South St. Louis County to remember those who lost their lives in war. William Wolfinger is a retired lieutenant colonel of the U.S. Army. He says the word hero shouldn't be taken lightly.
We're talking about fatalities in the military and the order of about 1.2 million, but it's truly those who have given their lives for this country and for the world.
The weekend event marked 75 years of honoring fallen soldiers at the National Cemetery, a gesture now practiced across the country. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
New energy efficiency standards for some residential construction could help households save money on their electric bills. The updated rules apply to new construction funded by Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. They require that insulation, air sealing, heating, and cooling systems in single and multifamily homes meet current energy codes. Many cities and counties use outdated codes. Missouri Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver of Kansas City is a member of the U.S. House Sustainable Energy and Environment Coalition.
Black and brown people, along with people in rural America, are the primary victims because of where we live and the condition of the housing.
HUD estimates the new standards could save the average family as much as $950 a year. Researchers from the Missouri University of Science and Technology have received more than $400,000 from the National Institutes of Health to study how to use artificial intelligence to detect skin cancer. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports the scientists are adding to an existing database of tens of thousands of images of skin lesions.
AI algorithms can help detect skin cancer by analyzing images of cancerous and non-cancerous lesions. The algorithm uses machine learning to predict if a mole is malignant. S&T computer science professor Joe Stanley and his team are working to update the database with more information about lesions depicted in the pictures. He says the more information the AI algorithm has, the more effective it will be. Stanley says the tool could help clinicians more accurately detect cancers.
Part of the scope as far as AI and this particular database is to help us be able to use multiple sources of information.
Stanley says he expects the database to be used mostly as a research and teaching tool. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis Battlehawks have already clinched a spot in the United Football League playoffs, but the last regular season game will determine if that playoff game is at home or on the road. Head coach Anthony Becht says he wants his players to be ready to win regardless of where the game is.
Really, as a matter for playing in San Antonio, you know, or St. Louis or anything. Yeah, we'd love to have the fans and it all looks great, but, you know, our goal is to win this next game.
The Battlehawks will play the San Antonio Brahmas on Saturday at the Dome at America Center, and then again the following week, either here or in San Antonio, for the conference title and a trip to the championship game. It's not news to anyone who's had a baby. It's expensive. The diapers, the formula, the childcare. Now medical debt has become yet another cost of having children in America. Noam Levy with KFF Health News has the story of one Illinois family and the medical bills that piled up after their daughter was born.
Heather Crivellari and her husband made a lot of preparations before having their first child. They saved carefully. They got good health insurance. They looked for a community where two public school teachers could afford a home. But when Crivellari and her newborn daughter Rita came home from the hospital, there were still mountains of bills to navigate.
It really felt like a full-time job some days, getting the baby down to sleep and then getting on the phone. I'd set up one payment plan and then a new bill would come that afternoon.
Altogether, Crivellari and her husband were left about $5,000 in debt. That forced them onto 9 payment plans to keep ahead of collectors.
And we had a healthy baby. I just kept thinking, like, what am I going to do if she does get sick?
Crivellari's pregnancy had been a little more complicated than most. She developed high blood pressure, and Rita was delivered by emergency C-section. But the Crivellari's medical bills were hardly unusual. New parents in the U.S. with private health coverage on average face more than $3,000 in medical bills that aren't covered by their health plan. And if there are complications, bills can run more than $10,000.
Even though they have insurance, they still have these very high bills.
That's Dr. Michelle Moniz, an obstetrician from the University of Michigan. She studies out-of-pocket costs faced by new parents. 100 million people in the U.S. have health care debt. About 1 in 8 say at least some of it came from pregnancy or childbirth. That's according to a nationwide KFF poll. These people also have bigger debt and say they are more likely to make difficult sacrifices, like cutting back on food or clothing. Dr. Eileen Atwood is an obstetrician in Rhode Island.
You feel bad because you know that they want the best for their pregnancy.
Atwood routinely sees young parents anxious about debt.
They are having to make real choices, and what those choices may entail can include the choice to not get certain services or medications or what may be needed for the care of themselves and their fetus.
For the Crivellari family in Illinois, the worries over finances got real when Heather was diagnosed with the preeclampsia. It's potentially life-threatening. She was moved from her local hospital to a larger medical center 30 miles away.
I do remember thinking when they insisted that I ride in an ambulance, I'm never going to financially recover from this. But it's like, oh my gosh, I want my baby to be okay. I want to be okay.
A state senator in Massachusetts says parents shouldn't have this kind of worry. And
when women don't get adequate care during a pregnancy and postpartum, that costs the system an incredible amount of money.
State Senator Cindy Friedman is sponsoring legislation that would exempt all medical bills related to pregnancy and childbirth from copays, deductibles, and other cost sharing. Crivellari says she wishes new parents could catch their breath before they have to start paying off their medical bills, kind of like student debt.
When I graduated with my college degree, it was like, oh, hey, new adult. It's going to take you 6 months to kind of figure out your life, so we'll give you the 6-month grace period before your student loans kick in.
Crivellari and her husband did manage to pay off the bills from the pregnancy, but they sank back into debt when their daughter Rita, who is 2 now, needed surgery for ear infections. It's all made Crivellari think twice about going to the doctor, even for Rita. And she and her husband are now firmly resolved not to have more children. I'm Noam Levy in Jacksonville, Illinois.
KFF Health News is a partner with NPR. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.